This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trump administration increasing pressure on Philly and its three collar counties by putting them on a new list, labeling them sanctuary jurisdictions defying federal immigration law. Here's KYW's Nigel Thompson.
When asked on a recent visit to Philly about the president's targeting of Pennsylvania and its cities, Governor Josh Shapiro said he wouldn't hesitate to take the Trump administration to court again.
As governor, I think I've taken the Trump administration to court already three or four times, and I won't give you the specific number, and we've been successful each time.
While Pennsylvania wasn't labeled a sanctuary state like neighboring New Jersey, Philadelphia appeared on the list alongside other cities in central and western PA. Chester, Montgomery, and Delaware counties also appear. None of the places on the DHS list impede ICE from detaining immigrants in their jurisdictions. Leaders there direct local law enforcement to not help ICE with its job and instead to focus on serving and protecting residents. Mayor Jim Kenney ended Philadelphia police collaboration with ICE over detainers in 2016, and Mayor Sherrill Parker pledged to uphold the policy when Trump signed his executive order in April. Last month, City Solicitor Rene Garcia told City Council that the city would take the Trump administration to court if any funding was threatened. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.